Exploring the subtle nuances of fine Rocky Mountain craft beer. Actually, we're just drinking before 10 a.m. Jared and Shireen present Beer for Breakfast on 105.1 Jack FM.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast. All I want to eat is them barbecue chips.
Hey, we are back. It's been a while. Ladies and gentlemen, Jared and Shireen in the Beer for Breakfast Beercast podcast with Lander Brewfest 2022.
What was great is we didn't have to wait a whole year because last year was a little bit later, but it's still been long enough. We're ready for Brewfest 2022.
So you'll be able to hear from multiple brewers here with Lander Brewfest, county10.com. Lander Brewfest is one of the best brewfests in the state, and it's awesome to go to the Brewfest, drink these beers, chat with the brewers, and then listen to this podcast and kind of get a behind the scenes look at some of the beers and some of the knowledge too with the brewers and the brewery itself. So ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Richard with Snowy Mountain Brewery out of Saratoga. Rich, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're so excited to have you. Obviously, Saratoga, beautiful Saratoga. Snowy Mountain Brewery is well known as well. So first off, let's talk about some beers and what beers you brought to Brewfest for Lander.
Okay. First of all, I'm happy to be here at the festival. This is a great festival.
Right.
We do a lot throughout the year, but coming to Lander this time of year is just perfect. The weather's just about perfect too. So
kind of both in postcards too, you know, yeah. Saratoga, beautiful. You got the Snowy Mountain Range. We're here with the winds. I'm sure you feel at home.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we brought four beers for sampling today. I'll just kind of go down the line. Our lightest one is the Saratoga Wit Beer. So it's a Belgian style wit beer. I don't know, maybe Blue Moon territory, that kind of thing. So that's a good summer drinker. And then we have a Aspen Alley Amber, which is one of our house favorites, kind of a middle-of-the-road malty balanced beer. We also brought a kind of a unique style. It's a German alt beer. Alt beer is German for old beer. So before Germans started brewing lagers, they used to brew ales, which is going back to ancient history, kind of, but it's an old style, and that's a good one too. And then kind of our dessert beer, we have a coffee chocolate porter, which, you know, speaks for itself. Dessert in a glass.
You had me at coffee. I love coffee porters. What's the craft beer atmosphere around Saratoga? You guys have been around for a while. I know the Steinle Cup's a big brew fest in your neck of the woods.
Right, but every year, right? We host that one. Yeah.
Do you have a good little beer community there?
Yeah, we do. I mean, it's kind of an isolated community, but we get some good traffic through there. Of course, Snowy Mountain Brewery is located at the Saratoga Hot Springs Resort, so we have a little bit more going on there. Hot springs at the resort, a full pub. We have a 9-hole golf course.
The adventures too, you know,
yeah,
Wyoming
absolutely.
Adventures.
Right.
Yeah,
we went. It's a good destination, and we're making some pretty good beer too.
Well, I think we each have some beer here we're going to be trying. I have the alt beer again, which is German for old.
Old style, yeah.
So
exactly.
Tell me a little bit more in depth about this because I've already drank it, of course. It's
right.
Very refreshing.
Right. Well, Germans are favorite for lagers, which is a cold fermented beer because it suits the German climate. And they've been doing that for centuries. But before that, they used to do ale, which is a warm fermented beer. So it's going back in style. It's a little different brew process for me, so that was a little more fun to dabble with, a little bit of different fermentation. So it's good, do something different. That's a seasonal we have on tap right now, but it's a kind of a unique style. You probably won't see too many alt beers around.
It's very refreshing and smooth, but with German style beers, it feels like there's always that big punch of something. Is that the yeast you're getting? What is that?
Yeah, so we're using a different yeast there, and that's exactly where that's coming from. Yep.
Interesting. Okay, so Jared, you grabbed the coffee.
I did
grab
the coffee porter. Oh, it's phenomenal.
Give me some.
Candy bar in a glass, right?
It's it tastes like coffee, but then the way somebody else described it was there's a little bit of mocha flavor in there,
right,
too.
Exactly. So we do a base porter beer, and I infuse it with different flavored coffee toddies is how we do it.
Ooh, so yes, I like it.
Each one is a little bit different. The mocha you're getting here is because I used a mocha-flavored coffee in the beer.
So. It's delicious. Yeah. I think that
we can do a caramel, we do vanilla, coconut, and it's all based on which coffee you add to the porter beer.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Richard from Snowy Mountain Brewery. This is Lander Brewfest 2022. I'm Shireen Herrera. We have Jared Anderson as well. Now, did you get the alt beer too, Richard? Is that what you're sipping on now?
I'm on the wit beer right now.
Okay, so
now.
we each each have something different. That's what I was hoping. So tell us about the wit beer, because it looks a little foggy in the glass.
Right.
Which comes from?
It's a wheat beer, so it tend to be a little cloudy. Exactly.
Excuse me if I ask stupid questions.
No, that's fine. That's why I'm here.
So tell us more.
So it's a Belgian style wit beer. Going back to the German tradition, they had the purity laws. So you can only have hops, water, yeast, and malt in your beer. The Belgians kind of lead the other way. You can pretty much throw anything in there. So in this particular wit beer, there's coriander and orange peel. So yeah, you get a little bit spicy going on, plus a little bit from the orange peel that's in the beer, too.
Wow.
We don't serve it with sliced citrus. Some people do. That's common for the style, but it's all right there in the beer. So
it's going to be so much fun to just experiment and then to be able to sample everything. And it seems like a mad scientist sort of thing almost to be, oh, I'll try some coriander. And yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a formula and it's much more complex than just tossing ingredients in.
If you're trying to duplicate a classic style, which I do I don't do anything too crazy, but the classic styles, there's definitely a roadmap, but you definitely have room to play as well.
Well, Snowy Mountain Brewery, I didn't know, is the third oldest brewery in the state. That's some really cool bragging rights, too. I had no idea about that until I was, looking a little bit more in depth.
I've been there about since 2018. We did a build out where we doubled the capacity of the brewery, have a brand new room, brand new state-of-the-art specific mechanical brew system. So it's really something I'm having fun with. I got hired at the same time they installed the new brewery, and I feel like someone handed me the keys to a Mercedes and said, run with it.
Well, real quick, Richard, before I know you're busy because of Brewfest, but the one thing Jared and I have been talking about is food pairings, and you guys recently did some of those pairings at Snowy Mountain Brewery.
Right.
That's not an everyday occurrence, obviously.
No, we serve private dinners. You can book the brewery as your dining location, so we have wedding parties and everything actually there in amongst the tanks. And then we'll do a beer pairing, a special menu for different groups. So we have some really great chefs there at Snowy Mountain Brewery. I let them handle a lot of the pairing. They seem to have a better palate for the food than I do. And then we just try to marry it with some good beers as well.
You asked me not to ask the same question that I asked every single brewer last year, Shireen, but we've never talked to Rich before. So all-time favorite beer.
All-time favorite beer. I was on IPAs for a long time. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm kind of faded out of that. I'm actually on the alt beer right now just because I said it's kind of a challenge.
It's really
fun.
Good.
Everybody asks me what my favorite beer on tap is, and as the brewer, I'm always on to the next thing.
Sure.
The new one, and I enjoy that for a couple weeks, and then my mind starts going elsewhere, and you got to stay ahead of it.
Well, I think that's
people interested.
Why Snowy Mountain Brewery is iconic in the state. It's well known. It's a destination for all seasons here in Wyoming, and you're in a postcard, much like we are here in Lander. So it's really great to have, again, Rich with Snowy Mountain Brewery, the third oldest brewery in the state, and we're having great refreshments here with Lander Brewfest, able to find out a little bit more about Rich and Snowy Mountain Brewery. Real quick, what made you want to be a brewer? Did it just stumble across it, or was it something that was a passion?
Now you're asking dumb questions.
Because you like beer, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Like I said, I've been doing this
a long time, right out of college.
So, the good thing is I was able to put my kids through college and make a career out of it, but I have a lot of fun.
We've contributed a lot of that money, yes, my friend, yes. Jared.
Absolutely. I'm supporting small businesses. Yes, you get to drink, but you support a small business. Can we find you guys online anywhere, social media?
SnowyMountainBrewery.com and, of course, Saratoga Hot Springs Resort.com as well.
Perfect.
It's the BeerCast Podcast, Lander Brewfest 2022. Jared and Shireen live from Lander City Park for some more bubbly refreshment fun coming up.